Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good.
Hello, ballers, and welcome to the Thursday Q&A podcast. I am your host and coach of the Terrace Crew, Matt Ricks. I am one out solo this morning. Looking forward to a big Q&A podcast ahead of round nine magic round of NRL Supercoach. Don't forget that I am heading up to Magic Round. So if you do want to come and say hello, I'll be having my Young GI shirt on or a shark shirt. You'll be able to find my ugly mug on socials to see what I look like. And if you come up to me and tell me that Young GI Garamat Shibasaki has a projected score of 55 this week, you will win one of the Young GI shirts. So it's our first merch drop. It'd be good to see everyone and meet a few faces up there. Really looking forward to my time in Brisbane heading up Friday morning. All right, let's get into the questions for round nine. Don't forget to give us a like and subscribe on all our socials, including YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and X, of course. It really helps us out. And if you could subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. All right, Rodney McGrath on Facebook asks, is Matty Nicholson to Barnett from the Waz a sideways trade or is it a genius pod? Rodney, thanks for the question, mate. Really been appreciating your chat on socials. Look, I don't think Barnett is a buy whatsoever. I'd be keeping hold of Matty Nicholson now. He's the kind of gift that keeps on giving. He's really Johnny on the spot for the Raiders. Whenever they're sort of attacking, he's had, I think, four tries so far in his six or seven games. So, yeah, I'm really comfortable to hold Nicholson through to 12. Mitch Barnett, I think, plays Origin, mate. So I'd be waiting till at least you knew that he wasn't until that. So I think there's probably other pod plays to go there. And I just, like I said, I wouldn't be trading Nicholson. I think there are better trade out targets like Cant. I'd hold Egan, but yeah, he's probably a better trade out than Matty Nicholson at this stage. All right, centre wings. So Greg from the SC Ballers League chat on the Supercoach app asks, with everyone going Carraz, is Iro a good pod considering the Bulldogs' right side has been starved for attack? Greg, that's a great question. I think that Iro is a fantastic pod. The question that you got to reconcile with yourself is first week back from injury, hamstring injury, is it the week to get him? Look, the fixture's fantastic. Parramatta, neutral game, doesn't get much better than that. Mitch Moses back for Parra. They're obviously a little bit of an upswing, but I still think that edge for Cronulla is very, very strong. And, yeah, I'd have no problems going pod Cale Iro against Carraz there. Carraz is going to fall a little bit more in price following a subpar score last week. But, yeah, everyone is going Carraz, but I still think that you want him. And if you do want him, this week's not the worst, given the Titans. On the point around the right side starved for attack, I think that's really a really good point. Their shape is all left, and Kickout, we've seen Kickout as a bit of a pod option emerge with that left side attack. He's running a lot of sweet plays out there. Carraz just finds points. Like I watched him in the flesh a couple of weeks ago. Every single set, he's in there looking for work. Even when he doesn't touch the ball, he's in there looking, and he touches the ball a lot. So he's going to find the points. He's going to find the attack, I think. They will go right from time to time. I actually still don't mind. Stephen Crichton has he's the fourth highest projected centre wing this week at 74 on the ball projections. If he was to miss Origin, I think he'd be a great pod. I think he will play at that right center position, but just as a little sneaky pod out there to take a flyer on Crichton while he's got the goal kicking. But he's probably more of a watch for after Origin. So summary there, mate. Carraz, Iro, neither, can't really go too wrong. Just make sure you're comfortable with that hamstring reoccurrence risk. Still in the center wings, James Walker on Facebook says, why does Jenkins have to go? Should I get rid of him this week? This was actually from TikTok, and it's a good question because I said on the Tuesday pod that I said on a TikTok reel yesterday that Jenkins has to go. That's probably not entirely correct. I think he's just a great trade out option if you are looking to make moves to a Carraz or a Herbie or an Iro or someone of that ilk this week. He's on the right wing, a left wing for the Panthers, which is historically obviously a very good spot. Casey McLean's dropped. Luke Garner's going to play there inside him now, I believe, which Garner's has traditionally never been the best centre to put his wingers away anyway. Look, if you want to hold Jenkins, I think it's fine. I think the big thing here is just planning what you want your centre wing to look like for round 12, because there's only so many slots available and there are so many centre wing options that are already in teams. So it's really who does Jenkins make it to round 12. I traded him out 2 weeks ago, or last week actually, along with Tamale, and I wanted to keep Tamale, and that's obviously not worked out that great. I got Marju for him, but I just couldn't see either of them making my team for round 12, and I'm pretty comfortable with that decision. So I'm planning to get Herbie hopefully next week, and I've already got Karaz, Fletcher Sharp, Purdue, Garrick. So yeah, the spots are at a premium, and that's plus the two Roosters cheapies, Toya and Smith. Toya's not for long, I don't think. Hoping to get a good score out of him this week before moving him on. Ollie on TikTok asks, who is more of a sell out of Hubner and Jenkins? So we put up a TikTok vid that's gone really well. Dylan Egan, Hubner, and Thomas Cant, who is the most urgent sell out of those guys? Throwing Jenkins in with that, like, these are really team-dependent questions. I know Jono's going to hate me for that, but it really depends on what the cash from those trade-outs can get you. So I mentioned Egan. I think Egan's a hold, given he's starting this week. He could still spike in price and could be playable in your teams. Dragons don't play round 12, I don't believe, but he's going to be a useful buy number across the period. Just clarify that Dragons, yeah, they miss round 12. Hubner is a good sell in my mind if that gets you enough cash to work your trades this week, just because his cash growth is stunted now after his HIA impacted game a couple of weeks ago. So he's got a break even of 55, I believe. He's just going to be slow. And again, this is about looking at your team for round 12 and round 13 and seeing if Hubner is going to be able to make it that long. So I'm actually trading Hubner out this week. Very comfortable with that. He also, as I said on the main pod, he doesn't have the potential to spike. So throw in 100 or anything like that, where I think Egan does. And I think Jenkins does as well. So I'd probably still prefer Hubner to Jenkins, but like I said, it's really team dependent and look how you want to look a few weeks ahead to see if these guys are going to be in your team come round 12. Philip from Cronulla asks, will Teddy play Origin? And is Teddy or Herbie Goes Bananas, who's Herbie Farnworth, obviously, who is the one out of those two or both? Good question, Philip. I think Teddy's no chance for fullback for Origin. I think Dylan Edwards is the man there. Despite the Panthers' form, I think they'll stick solid with him. He's had 3 to 4 years of incredible form now. He's the incumbent, and I doubt that. I just can't see why they would go back to Teddy at fullback. Teddy on the wing is a bit interesting. Seen a bit of that chat floating around. Look, I doubt it. I don't know why you would pick someone out. Teddy could play wing, no doubt, but I don't know why you would bother risking someone so out of position there. Teddy hasn't played fullback at NRL level for years. Just doesn't make any sense. So I doubt he plays Origin, Philip. Out of Herbie and Teddy, I would say Herbie's more urgent. I can see why people are getting Teddy this week. He's coming off a huge 128, 129 last week. They don't play next week. They're obviously on the bye. There's a tiny Origin risk. I'd be looking at Teddy round 12. So that's my plan at this stage. Rel mentioned on our pod as well that you could even look for Teddy back, you know, closer to round 15. They've got quite a tough draw around that round 12, 13, 14 period. They obviously play Dogs round 11 in between all that as well. So yeah, I think I'd be Herbie. I'd be looking to get Herbie this week or next if possible. He'd be my priority out of those two. Matt from Carlton asks, who are the players that benefit from a positional role change when most of their teammates are off playing Origin? So this is a really interesting question. I've got three names here. One of them I just mentioned, Herbie Farnworth, I think might get the fullback job for the Dolphins once Hammer is in Origin. Trey Fuller would usually have got that job, but he's still out with recovering from his ACL from the back end of 2024. I think Herbie looks like the obvious guy to go to fullback there, and we know what a devastating ball runner he is, his tackle bustability, and he can ball play as well. So I think Herbie, if he gets that fullback spot, like, he'll be the number one target for round 12. Fletcher Sharp from the Knights, also Ponga, likely to get the fullback job for Origin. He's a great buy regardless, but if he gets fullback for Knights, then that's huge. So yeah, he's definitely one that will benefit. And the final one, which is a bit of a smoky, he's been a popular player this year, is Naf White from the Roosters. So Roosters might have Lenu and Connor Watson in Origin. Maybe one or two others. Obviously, Lindsay Collins is still out injured. But I think Naf White's minutes through that Origin period could be quite good through the middle there. So he's just a really good dual front row, second row option. He's playing excellent footy NRL-wise this year. He's a real beast. And I think he could see an uptick in minutes through the Origin period. 5'8". So Holden over forward on TikTok asks, I've got Munster and Campbell. If I sell Campbell, who do I bring in? So this is a big question that a lot of super coaches are facing. And just to add to that question, Dilly on the SC Ballers Facebook, super coach app group asks, I was going to go Campbell to Galvin, but I'm struggling to downgrade elsewhere. What are your thoughts on Campbell to King Togia if it lets me boost and double upgrade? So there are three schools of thought for Jaden Campbell this week. Number one is you can hold. So he's due back probably round 13, I would say, possibly round 11, but I would say much more likely round 13. If you don't need that money freed up, like you can just take that on a week-by-week basis. So you can always sell him at any point to free up cash. And there's an argument that waiting on King Togia a week to have a look at him or even 2 weeks might be a good option. The second is that you go to King Togia this week. So that frees up $500,000 in cash for upgrades elsewhere, whether it is this week or next week. This is currently my plan. So I am looking to use my final boost this week to go Jaden Campbell out down to King Togia. And I won't reveal yet what the other trades are, but that is my plan is there so that I can get upgrades this week and then two upgrades next week as well with all that cash. So I really want to get that Jaden Campbell cash working for me. And I think Lincoln King Togia, the new king, aka the king that was promised, is just a blessing from the Supercoach gods. And I'm going to make use of him this week. Hopefully, I think the downside with him is just capped. Like he's basement price. He should get a run in the team for a few weeks. If he gets injured, he gets injured. I've still got Munster there at 5'8", who I can use. If I have to take an AE for a week, I can. There's so many options if it goes wrong. And if it goes right, then I think it really sets my team up well for the season. In terms of the smaller downgrade, so we're talking guys like Dylan Brown, Lockie Galvin, Matt Burton was obviously on the radar there. Who else have we got here? Then you're looking at guys like Blaise Talagi or Adam Dewey. I don't think any of them are options. Tom Dearden is the other popular option this week. So Dearden, Galvin, and Dylan Brown. Out of all those options, I really like Dylan Brown the best. He's dual halfback, 5'8". That might end up being useful as well with King Togia at some point. And obviously Nathan Cleary is a potential sell round 11 when they're on the bye, and he's going to miss a few matches due to Origin. So out of the smaller downgrade options, I think Dylan Brown is a clear best pick there. He plays round 12 and round 13. They've just had a bye. He's got Mitch Moses back now. I think the Eels, whilst I still don't think they'll be a particularly good team, they could be on a bit of an upswing. Lockie Galvin is I think he's in for as much expected points as Brown. He just doesn't play round 12. So I think that's a pretty straightforward answer for everyone out there. I would go Dylan Brown. Tom Dearden is just not at the same level as those guys, in my opinion. He on the ball projections, he's projected about 10 points less per week than those guys. So, yeah, I wouldn't be going you've missed the boat on Dearden, basically. He also has Origin risk. I do still like the Cowboys draw through Origin if you're sweet for round 12. He obviously won't play round 12. Galvin as well, just as a little aside, he's still leaving the club. It's still messy. I just don't think that's all worth the risk. Latu Fainu isn't fit yet. Once he's fit, what do they do with him? Are they going to try and start developing him? I just think the Galvin scenario is a mess, and I just don't like him as a trade target at all when you can get someone like Dylan Brown. Moving on, Mitchell asks, do we think Bo Fermor is an Origin chance? I don't want to grab him if he's a serious bolter. He's more than a serious bolter, mate. I think he's likely to play Origin in some way, shape, or form. The Titans Do they play round 12? They miss round 12 as well. He could back up round 13. He could not. I just don't like Bo Fermor as a buy whatsoever. I think he's an excellent NRL player, like actually quite underrated. He was full beast mode last week. But I don't like him for the facts that he will play Origin and, or potentially play Origin, and that he is just a Mr. Fix-It for the Titans. And he's a fantastic Mr. Fix-It. He goes to the centres at the drop of a hat. He'll start at the centres if they have an injury leading into the game. His output there is just not what it needs to be. And yeah, if I knew that he was locked into 80 minutes on the edge every week and he couldn't play centre, I'd be much more keen, and I think he'd be up there with the likes of Dylan Lucas. I think Dylan Lucas is just a much better buy. He won't play Origin, not unless New South Wales get a big spate of injuries. And I think it's pretty clear that Dylan Lucas over Fermor. I personally won't be going anywhere near Bo Fermor this week or in the next few weeks. At Footy, great name on TikTok, asks, I haven't got Terrell yet. Oh, oof, that must be tough. And I'm selling Hoppawattie and Pappenhausen for Mulitalo and Terrell, or should I get Drinkwater instead? I do like seeing these pod teams. I think you've probably I haven't actually thought too much about purchasing Terrell May, but yeah, he's obviously even at his price now, he's still good value. So I'd be prioritizing getting him in. Ronnie is always a good buy period. He's pod always a good buy period option. Drinkwater instead. Look, I like Drinky as a buy. A few people put it potting that buy after what's you know, he's coming off his big score last week. If you are sweet for round 12, Scott Drinkwater is a great buy, in my opinion. He covers every other buy round, including major and minor. He plays every game from round 13 through to the end of the buy period. He is the, in my opinion, close to the number one fullback with the goal kicking now. It just raises his floor so much. And on the baller projections, from round 9 to round 19, he is projected to average 80 points per game during that period. And he has a fantastic run coming through that bye period. So good matchup this week against the Wars. I'm really excited to own him already. I would be prioritizing getting him in, to be honest. So for you there, Footy, I'd be going Terrell in and Drinkwater in if you can. Ronnie, yeah, pod option. Good draw, good matchup this week. Can't put you off, but yeah, I'd probably be looking to prioritize Drinky and Terrell. All right, on Facebook, Jumballs asks, if you can only get one night this week, who would you go, Sharp, Lucas, or take a flyer on Ponga? So this is a great question. It's interesting. Sharks, the Knights are the most out-of-form team in the comp, but they do run into some very favourable fixtures in the next 3 weeks particularly. They play Souths at Magic Round up in Brisbane before facing the Titans and the Eels both at home, McDonald Jones Stadium. Basically can't get three better fixtures than that. I already have Sharp, Marju, and Tom Cant. Obviously, Tom Cant's not playing this week. I have no problem. I think three nights is the bare minimum that you want coming into the buy period. I'm going to buy Dylan Lucas this week. I think he is the priority. Fletcher Sharp is an excellent pod option this week, and I wouldn't put you off. But I think Dylan Lucas, just with that role, 80 minutes left edge, with the matchups, break even 47, I think he's the priority. Center wing is also more jammed than 2RF, so you should have options to cover at center wing. I think that Dylan Lucas is basically a top 2-3 back row forward, probably top 1 for the Origin period, so I am prioritizing bringing him in. As I said, I'm a Sharp owner already, so I'm glad I have both in the team. Now, Kalen Ponga is the most interesting player in Supercoach, in my opinion, this week. Several Supercoaches are jumping off, to be honest, I can't blame them. Like, it must have been a horrendous watch this past month. He hasn't gone over 50 in 5 games. As I mentioned, though, he's 539K and just runs into the dreamiest draw you have ever seen. So we can expect him to lift his floor a bit with some goal kicking. It'd just be pretty hard to see how they don't score more points. It's effectively impossible that they can't score more points during this run, given the period, given their, you know, they've been averaging 6 points per game. I am really tossing up to bring in Ponga for Gutho this week. I think there are scenarios where Ponga doesn't play Origin and they stick Hammer at fullback, which case you get him through this. We know the Knights don't miss any games through this bye period until round 18. So he'll be semi-must-own if he plays round 12 anyway. It's also a question mark. If he does go big this week, then will the masses flock? Yes, next week, even though he might only get two games and then play Origin. I just think with his pedigree and his quality, like he doesn't look like he's hampered by injury or anything like that. It's obviously a bit of a punt because they're so out of form. Can they turn it around? I just think with those fixtures, you have to back that they can. So I am planning at this stage to move Clint Gutherson to Ponga this week. Like I said, could come back to bite me. Hopefully it works out, like just with Gutho leaking some cash. So Campbell to King Togia and then Gutho to Ponga and Hubner to Lucas. That leaves me with 443K in the bank for double upgrade, hopefully to Herbie and potentially Eli Katoa next week. If not, another gun to RF Olakau'atu potentially if it looks like he might miss Origin. So yeah, that's my plan. I like that it frees up cash and I like that, I'm ranked quite highly at the moment, 58th. That hopefully not many up the top are going to own Ponga, and it's a bit of a pod play for me to get him in. So, yeah, Jumbles, to answer your question, I think Ponga is an excellent pod option this week. I don't know that I would prioritize him over Lucas, to be honest, but I think all three of those guys you mentioned are excellent buys this week. All right, guys, so just I mentioned my trades there. Ponga, Lucas, and King Togia in at this stage for Campbell, Hubner, and Gutho. I also have the option to move in two trades, Gutho to Ponga, and then either Starling or Connor Watson to Lucas, and then give it a week to see if I want to move on King Togia from Campbell next week. I don't think I'll do that, just given that Watson is still just the best hooker in the game. I've got him at 2RF. Starling is going to be useful round 12 and round 10. If I move Watson up to hooker, then I'm left without a hooker next week. And having to take an AE, which, you know, might be fine, but also I'm just not sure I want to be in that position. I think Starling is just a fine hold through to round 12. So I'm probably going to use my last boost this week. Captains, I'm looking at Scott Drinkwater as the best vice-captain option, as I mentioned. I think he's a good matchup versus the Waz. And then I'm likely going to play it safe this week, either with Terrell May or Payne Haas captain, which seems to be a very popular move. I am going up to Magic Round, so that doesn't get the tingles going too much, but I'm sure I'm going to have enough fun anyway, so... plenty of good vibes going on up there at Magic Round. All right, guys, don't forget, like I mentioned, please hit us up on social for any more questions. All the baller contributors are in the groups answering questions all weekend long. Really, really appreciate everyone's support out there on social. It's been fantastic. And please enjoy your Magic Round safely and, get to the game if you can. And if not, then make sure you tune in to baller.live for the fastest and best Supercoach Live experience out there. Really looking forward to bringing you more updates there as we get them. All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your weekend.